The scripture for this morning is quite apropos. As times are getting really frightening in the world, you heard yesterday the news about the planned attempt on Kennedy Airport, and there's coming a time, and I'm excited about what Pastor Kev is preaching about last Sunday, about God's planned purpose for us, and we need to be aware and awake and have our eyes open to what the Spirit is saying to the body of Christ during these days, because as everything gets more confusing on the earth, and it will, it is, and it's going to continue, Bible prophecy tells us that, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus, because the most important thing is our personal relationship with Him. It's not what party we're for, Republican, Democrat, whatever. It's not what we think in our own heads, but it's what the Bible says and our personal relationship with Jesus that's the most important. That's what we want to promote. But the scripture for today, as we look past what's going to happen, there is coming a time. We have such a hope. As Christians, we have a tremendous hope of what is to come in the future for us. A really delightful, delightful eternity. And scripture says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow or crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And you just can't say that without going on to say, "And behold, all things shall become new." And there were cross references for this verse, and I looked them up, and I didn't realize that this was said, this same thing was said in Isaiah 25:8, and again repeated in Isaiah 35:10. I was really surprised. This is what 25:8 says. "And he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it." 35:10 said, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." And then again in Isaiah 51:11, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away." I did not realize, I thought that verse was in the Bible once. I didn't realize that's four instances of that verse. That's really kind of exciting. I think he has a plan, and I think he planned it from a long time ago, and we just need to get with it and have our eyes open and say, "Hallelujah, Lord, we love what you're doing." Let's stand and let's say this together, because it gives us hope. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Amen. Thank you for such precious promises from the Old Testament and the New Testament. So what are we going to do? We're going to keep our eyes on Him, and we're going to sing about what we need to do. We need to ask Him to give us oil in our lamps.
Amen.
So we can shine and be bright.